There was a variety of stories from the pet and wildlife world this week. A dachshund, Disco, attracted a pawsome turnout. When a dog trod on a fly-tipped glass in Earlham Woods, it cost her owner £4,000. In Hoverton, a heron has been wandering into a couple's home to watch TV. We do not know if Birds of a Feather is one of the heron's favourites. Herons may well be amongst the beneficiaries of a new city nature reserve. First, here is Tim with the pawsome news.
Four-legged friends were dressed for the occasion as a doggy disco took place in the city. Bow ties, denim jackets and a flat cap were among the items of animal clothing on display as dozens turned up for the Dachshund Disco at Revolution de Cuba. Five sessions, two for dachshunds and three for doodles, were sold out at the venue as owners brought their companions from all over the county to party. The pooches were treated to puppuccinos inside an espresso-sized cup with whipped cream made specifically for dogs. Dog-sized sofas, glow sticks, dance floors, water bowls and treats were all on offer to make the dogs feel right at home. Event manager James Morgan of Pop and Bark holds dog discos for all breeds across the country, having originally thought up the concept to cheer up his poorly pug Bertie. There are about 70 dachshunds and 130 people at the moment, Mr. Morgan said. The session lasts 80 minutes, which is like an intense walk for them. It's a big sensory experience for them socialising with other like-minded dogs and people.
City dog owners have had to pay a high price after lazy fly-tippers ditched dangerous glass bottles around the city. Many dog owners have had to fork out thousands in the NR3 area after glass shards got stuck in their beloved pet's paws. Andrea Waldron, who lives in Gertrude Road with her dog Yuki, said, "I was walking in West Earlham Woods when Yuki came out of the bushes licking his paw. There was blood everywhere. He had to have reconstructive surgery because some glass, which had been left in the bush, severed 8 tendons in his paw. Following surgery, checkups and a leg brace, Andrea's bill came to £4,000. We do regular litter picks with Andrea, whose lovely dog was injured because of fly tipping, like this television. It's a recurring issue that needs to be dealt with, as most of the time, glass is almost impossible to see.
He's there first thing every morning and is not averse to a stroll round the front room for a gander at the telly. The same heron has been visiting a couple's home in Hoverton for the last 3 years. The sociable bird has become such a constant presence, Dawn Patterson and husband Graham feel sure he knows them and flies off when other people are around. Mrs. Patterson shared a video clip on Facebook of the bird, bold as brass, in her living room, seeming to take an interest in the two Ronnies, dressed as clowns on the TV. She said the bird was one of three known to all her neighbours in Brimbelow Road and regularly followed her husband around the garden. The trio were all very tame, but the cheekiest of them all was the one that would come in their home and was especially interested when they were preparing food. "When we have visitors, they're just amazed," she added. Mike Toms of the Thetford-based British Trust for Ornithology said herons were usually solitary and could be shy, but through familiarity and routine could overcome some of their wariness. However, actually venturing in the house was a different thing, testifying to learned experience, possibly dating back to when it was a young bird, which was more easily influenced, he said.
a staggering £60,000 has been pledged to a public appeal which will create a new nature reserve in Norwich. The Geoffrey Watling Charity made a generous donation of £30,000 towards Norfolk Wildlife Trust's NWT appeal, an amount that will be matched by Aviva for the creation of a new reserve for wildlife and people based at Sweetbriar Marshes. The 90-acre site runs along the River Wensum close to the city centre and aims to provide a haven of wildness and peace. NWT is working to support rare and vulnerable wildlife, such as water vole, water shrew, orchids, reed bunting, willow warbler and snipe. An urban green space will also, once created, enable local communities to benefit from better access to nature. The public appeal has now reached more than £200,000 of the total £600,000 needed to make the reserve a reality.